Kick the wicket.
How's
that one put on? Well, and hide, what is it when you go and hide the, kick the can?
Mm.
We'd go and play like hide and seek, and somebody'd have to go in and kick the can or throw the stick away that was there, and when they did that, then all of them that was home, all of them that they'd caught and brought in,
could run out and hide again. When you play, like to be playing with the ball, you throw it and ask somebody to
catch.
And you would say later, I threw the ball and he
caught it.
And you might use the same term about fishing. I've been fishing for catfish, but I haven't
caught any.
Okay, you're going to meet someone in town. You say, if I get there first, I'll
wait.
And the child has done something he's not supposed to do, and he's been threatened with a spanking, might say, oh, don't spank me this time. Give me
one more chance.
Okay, a person's in a very good mood, you say he's in a good...
good mood.
Yeah, and if he always...
good humor.
If he's the other kind of person, you want to get rid of him, you say... there's that pesky salesman. Wait till I
get rid of him.
Okay, tell me about different kinds of people. Somebody who didn't know what was going on, but liked to pretend he did. You say he...
phony.
He always...
thinks he knows.
Mm-hmm. Okay, suppose a child at school, someone stole their pencil. They might say, who...
who stole my pencil?
Yeah, I know. There'd be joking words they might use among school children.
Who got my pencil?
They use a word like snuff.
Yeah, sometimes.
You see see someone you kind of forgot about. You say, I'd forgotten about him, but now I
remember.
And if you can't remember, you say, well, to your friend, you must have a better memory than I do, because I sure don't
remember.
You just corresponded with someone yesterday. You said, I have just
written them.
Mm-hmm. And you say, you know, last week he
wrote me.
And tomorrow I'll
write.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow I'll answer.
And since you've answered, you say, now I expect a
letter soon.
Yeah, because it's time for him to
write.
Okay, and then when you get that letter from him, you say, ah, I finally got
an answer.
Okay, and then you put the letter in the envelope after you write it, and take your pen and you
want address it.
And if you want to write someone, you know where they live, you say, now what's his
address?
Okay, little boy has learned something new. Maybe he's just learned how to whistle, maybe for the first time. And you want to know where he learned it, you say, now who
taught you that?
Okay, some people are planning a trip, and you want to know, you ask them when they're going, they say, right now we're
going on vacation, or leaving, or...
yeah, they're going to tell you when they're planning to leave, they say, we're...
going.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do kids or other people call people who report things on other people?
That'll take them.
Did you have those in school?
Yes.
Did you have pupils that were favorites of the teacher when you were in school?
Yeah.
What'd you call them?
Teacher's pets.
How do people treat them?
Well,
very nice.
The other students did, and the teachers did.
When you go outside to bring in some flowers for the table, maybe for supper, you say you go out to
gather flowers.